Easter Egg Hand. Hello, Ralph here. This is a nice little Feldenkrais lesson for the hand to help you pick up pieces of Easter egg and convey them to your mouth. Please do all these movements in a way that is completely comfortable, easily, slowly, with no strain or pain. Now, choose a hand to work with. I suggest if you're right-handed, do this first of all with your right hand. Left-handed, do left hand. And you're going to have your elbow supported. So if you're sitting in a chair, you could cross the other arm across your chest and lean the elbow on the other arm. Or sitting at a table, lean your elbow on a table. Or lying down, rest your elbow on the floor. So that your forearm can be upright, forearm vertical, and the hand is free to move. Now, first of all, just pay attention to yourself, how you're feeling right now, overall, and specifically, what do you notice about your hand, your arm, the hand arm that you're working with? And do some little movements of that hand. Just wiggle the fingers around a little bit, move the hand around, just to feel how it's moving right now. Okay, now I'll begin the actual movement. So a reminder, your elbow is supported, your forearm is vertical, and the hand is vertical too. The hand is sort of in line with the forearm, so the wrist is fairly straight. Now, which way is the palm of your hand facing? Could you actually rotate it so the palm of the hand turns towards your face, and then the palm of the hand turns away from your face? Just easily, slowly, rotate the forearm to turn the hand away from you and towards you. Turn the palm of the hand away from you and towards you. Do that nice and easy. Then pause. Now, could you bring your fingers and thumb together? Touch them together. Touch the tips of the fingers and thumb together as if you're sort of doing a big pinching motion. And then spread them apart. Spread fingers and thumb wide apart. And do that several times. Fingers and thumb come together and they spread apart. A sort of pinch and a spread. Easily, slowly. Several times. Okay, and then have a rest. And now, combine these movements in this way. Rotate to turn the palm of the hand away from you, and as you do that, spread the fingers wide apart. Rotate to turn the palm of the hand back towards you, and as you do that, bring the fingers and thumb together in that sort of pinch. Turn away, spread, turn towards your face, and a loose pinch. Do that easily several times. Okay, now pause again. And let's do the opposite combination. So as the palm of the hand turns away from your face, make a pinching motion with the fingers and thumb. And then turn the palm towards your face, spread the fingers apart. Palm away, loose pinch, palm towards you, fingers spread. Several times, easily as you can. Can you keep breathing easily as you're doing this? Is it different? Is it easier this way or more difficult, this combination? Okay, stop and have a rest. Now, let's do a sort of eating action. This is something which is familiar to you from thousands of repetitions of the hand reaching away to pick up something to eat and carrying it to your mouth. So, turn the palm of the hand away from you and actually move the hand further away from your face and spread the fingers and thumb wide. And then turn the hand back towards you, and as you do that, make a pinching motion and bring the hand closer to your face, closer to your mouth. And do that several times. As the hand turns away and moves away, spread the fingers and thumb wide apart, and then as you turn the hand back towards you and move the hand closer to you, you come into that pinching position. Turn away, move away, spread, turn towards you, and as you do that, fingers and thumb come together. Try that several times and just let it be very easy flowing. Okay, that'll do. And pause, have a rest. Pay attention to how your hand feels now. Do some little movements of the fingers, thumb, move the hand around a little bit. How's it moving now? Is it different to before? How does your arm feel? Compare that with the other hand that you weren't working. Move the fingers and thumb around a little bit. Feel how the arm is. You might even like to stand up and walk around, and just as you walk, compare your left side, your right side. Okay, that'll do. And in your own time, you can play the recording again to do the other side. So, happy Easter, or as I prefer, happy pagan celebration of spring and fertility, or here in Australia, happy autumn. Thank you.